Hello, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening in this world. It's time for another one of my Focus podcasts with me, your host, Dr. C, aka the Mediator and Shiro, right here at our Ground Zero. And as always, when I speak about being at Ground Zero, that simply means that we are on solid ground where we can gain our footage, dig in deeply, and prepare to propel ourselves to newer heights. Ground zero never means that we are at rock bottom. So today I want to talk to you all about something. So many of you, you know, this whole series is about relationship recovery, getting back on our feet and getting back out there, discovering the new us and all of that. Let's talk for a moment about when you're at that point where maybe you want to start dating. We're going to talk about some red flags and some red flags that many of us have missed over the years. Even in our prior relationships, some of us have missed some red flags. So today, the topic of this discussion is lying through their teeth. You know, back in the day, one of the things that I used to hear was that, you know, when you lie a lot, your teeth fall out. And I'm like, okay, well, whether it was true or not, who knows? But where, you know, that folklore came from, who knows? But I can tell you this, that if you're out and you're on that first date and this person comes walking up and, you know, you've been talking all of this time and they've been this big time businessman or this big time entrepreneur woman or whatever the case may be. And then they either never smile at you or they are always smiling, but it's always a closed lip smile and all of these things. Then, you know, you think, okay, well, maybe, you know, maybe they don't like the smile and blah, blah, blah. And then you keep talking for a while. And next thing you know, you discover that they don't smile or there's no open lip smile because they don't have any teeth. Let me tell you something. That's a clear shot sign. If you're this big time entrepreneur and you have all of this going, why don't you have any teeth in your mouth? You can afford to get new teeth. You can do whatever you want to do. But the bottom line is simple. There's a reason why, like I said, this show is all about finding your focus, things that you focus on. And speaking of focus, you know, some of the men that I've known over the years, you know, all of a sudden they get the bright idea maybe to grow a large mustache, you know, to kind of divert away from anyone noticing that there's nothing like two levels below that mustache. Come on now, people. If you are supposed to be dating these big time professionals and all of this, you have to ask yourself, don't even waste your time to ask them. Because just in case that folklore is true about lying through their teeth, they probably told a lot of them, and that's why you don't see any in their mouths. So the bottom line is simple. Ask yourself, why are you dealing with this? Why would you want to kiss this? Why would you want to deal with this? Why don't they have any teeth? That's the new thing that you need to understand and put into your psyche. They're coming there, they're dressed mediocrely, and then they talk to you about, yeah, I got this and I got that. And they ain't got no teeth in their mouth, and you don't even know what they're saying half the time. And then you want to go out and you want to be glad that you met them, and they refuse to talk to you. Why? Because they ain't got no teeth in their mouth. This has nothing to do with people who have health problems. You know, you're going through therapies and taking medications and all of that. This isn't you, because most of you, you're very open and transparent. You tell your story. You speak of your journey. These are these people who've been living lies most of their lives, if not all of their lives. Well, when they were children, they were probably still rather innocent. But as adults, they've been living lies every single day. They've been out there on the prowl looking for someone like you, like me, like someone who will buy into their BS, and they expect you to accept all of it. And so many of us do. We do. And you have these people and you're wondering why. When you're talking and they cover up their mouths and you don't know what they're saying and all of this is because they can't pronounce things correctly. Why? Because they have a piece of a tooth on the left, none on the right, and the rest of them have decided to take flight too. Stop buying into this. When some people show you who they are or what they really possess, believe them. These are things, some outward appearances are red flags from the get-go. This has nothing to do with people that have health issues, nothing to do with people who may have been in domestic violence situations, who they have lost their teeth because the people beat them so badly that they lost them, and right now they're not financially able to take care of that situation. These aren't the people that I'm talking about. These are people who were just living wrong. These are people who've been living lies, who've been living on the edge, who've been living by double-edged swords. These are people who've been out there looking for people to take care of them. This show is about keeping it real, telling you real things. This is just my opinion. This is mine and mine alone. These are my experiences, what I've witnessed, what I've experienced for myself. These are the things. Let me tell you a quick story. Another thing that we'll talk about a little bit later. I went out with this guy. I'll never forget. Can't remember the name of the restaurant. But we got up in there, and he was one of those types. Now, he did have teeth in his mouth, but everything else about him was fake. So we were sitting there, and first we went to order. And he said, yeah. Let me have some of that there, lasagna. And I looked at the waiter, and the waiter looked at me, and I looked back at him. I said, you know, the waiter said, excuse me. And I said, yeah, excuse me? Yeah. Give me some of that there, lasagna. Lasagna, do you mean lasagna? Yeah. Okay. And this is how he was talking, by the way. So we got past that part. I said, okay, I'm hungry. Let's just have a good meal. Let me just sit here and eat. Afterwards, he started, you know, touching all over his upper torso and looking around. Dang, shoot, I don't know where my wallet is. Okay, I said, no problem. Let me take care of this. And he sat back down and he continued to drink whatever beverage he had, and he was finishing up his meal. And I said, waiter, come in. And when the waiter came over, I said, it'll be separate checks. He almost choked on his food. And then what happened was he found his wallet. He said, must have slid down in my pocket and got down here in the side of this here bench right here on the chair. Okay, whatever. Separate checks. I haven't seen that man since. There was no hug. There was no nothing. I was like, well, you know what? Great meal. Have a good time. You know, be safe out there. I got in my car and I zoomed. I took the long way home to make sure that he wasn't following me. I'm going to share with you all types of stories about my day capades and things that I've learned along the way on my personal road called life. But just remember, I'm going to try to give you as much as I can, people. Let me say this one more time. Do not fall for it. If these people you've been talking and on these dating sites and you're meeting all these new people or your friends are giving you the hookup, look them over. Look them over twice. And gentlemen, look her over. If everything about her is pasted, sewn on, glued on, think twice. I'm sorry, think twice. Is that what you really want? That moment that I give you when I'm kind of silent so that you can digest everything that I said, and then you can go from there. But the day is all about, check them out, man. They lying through them teeth, 10 to 1. They told so many lies, their teeth, and there's no more lies for them to tell other than through them gums, because them teeth are gone. I'm telling you now. You a big time businessman or woman, and you ain't got a stitch of teeth in your mouth, not one shard hanging. Well, you got a shard here and there. Come on now, stop the madness. I'm not playing that game anymore. I'm too old to play those games. If that's all that you want, then hey, if you want somebody of the lowest of expectations, enjoy the ride. Knock yourselves out. That's, again, this show is for people that want to hear the truth. This show is for people that need to hear the truth. This show is for people who are ready to change. This show is not for people, like I said before, what's that old adage? One man's trash is another's treasure. Sometimes some of our trash is just the next person's trash. The difference is that the next person is willing to accept the garbage. That's the difference. And that's my talk to you for today. Until next time, I'm Dr. C, and this has been another session of My Focus Podcast. As always, females offering clarity, unity, and success is what Focus stands for. It is my registered trademark acronym. And we're going to keep giving you that clarity that you want and showing that we can unify and walk together towards our individual success. Until next time, be well, be blessed. I'm Dr. C. I'll talk to you soon.